This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Over the last several months, we've been meeting some pretty fascinating Vermonters. Today, we're going to hear from Don Jones of Middlesex. He flew some of the most dangerous missions during the Vietnam War in Misty F-100 aircraft. These so-called Misties were low-flying aircraft crewed by two pilots charged with finding targets for other fighters to attack. Don Jones grew up in Sturgis, Michigan, with dreams of flying, inspired by the exploits of Charles Lindbergh. He went on to log over 16,000 flying hours for our country in a career that spanned a quarter of a century. Jones is now 91 years old and recently sat down with VPR's Rick Singeri to discuss the Misties and their mission.
The mission was to find targets that were moving down the so-called Ho Chi Minh Trail. And very difficult to look around at with bombs on the airplane and try to destroy the target. It's easier to be in charge of looking only and then calling in other people because we could spend more time at it. We became very familiar with the terrain. We knew it well enough. Most of the time, we didn't actually have to use a map. And when we found something that was an enticing target, and we would call the Airborne Triple C. It was called a command and control center, and I think it was in a C-130 airplane. And they would find the fighters to come to us, and then we would, as the expression goes, we'd put them into the target. We would mark it with a smoke rocket and then tell them where the target was in relation to where the smoke rocket hit. And then after that, we would go down, take a look at the target and determine what damage they did. And if we needed more fighters, we'd ask for them. And if we didn't, then we would give them what they called a bomb damage assessment report to the fighters. And we would go on and find another target. And that went on. Usually, we flew three times into the what we call Route Pack 6. We'd go outside the Route Pack and refuel from a tanker. Come back in, and on the third trip in, we would terminate and go back home. That would take about 4.5 hours normally. Probably 25% of the people were lost one way or another in that operation through the years. It was in operation 2 years, and then the unit, the Misty unit, was deactivated, and they put that job on other individual wings after we trained them.
It's my understanding that those Misties flew in fairly low, and this was not the safest mission for someone to fly.
Hardly anybody got away with not being hit. I was hit a couple times, once very bad, took off part of the flap. Some of the people got hit, had to eject from the airplanes, and they were very good about picking up people. They'd leave no stone unturned. Get helicopters and the escort, which would be able to drop bombs and fire their cannon and secure the area around the survivor. It was a dangerous mission. Percentage-wise, it was a good thing that your tour was only 120 days. I think I flew 68 times, and I think the times I entered North Vietnam was about 130 or something like that. And there were times when the weather was bad, we'd go into layout, so that didn't count. And the way we avoided getting hit was to keep turning the airplane. And we'd climb, turn, and try to keep that movement up so that we never flew through the aiming point of a gun that was fired. And that usually worked. The hits were in a tail. Mine was right in the middle of the airplane at the flap. I don't recall anyone ever saying that they had a quiet mission. My memory, when I finished my missions, I said I only remembered once I didn't see being shot at. But you always could see the guns. And we had enough gunfire directed at us that we could determine the caliber by the rate of fire and the brightness of the flash. That's, you know, we knew pretty close. If we went over a line of trucks, we were going to get probably rifles and 30 caliber. And if we had a target that was protected carefully, it would be a 37 millimeter, inch and a half shell, or 57 millimeter. And that was very dangerous. Radar directed guns, six of them to a site. And they didn't worry about expending ammunition. They fired if there was any chance of hitting you. As a mission, it was dangerous. I don't recall anybody say, well, I'm not going to go today. I never had anybody that said, I'm through with it. Get me out of here.
What skills and what nerve, what personality does it take to be a good MISTI pilot?
I don't know. Not a devil-may-care attitude. Very business-like. We flew to not be hit, basically, and we had to fly at an altitude where we could be hit because we couldn't see the targets. We couldn't find them under the canopy if we didn't fly low. So at any rate, it was exhilarating. I think that's the expression that best matches that. It was a thrill and very businesslike. I don't recall anybody being too cocky about what was going to happen or anything. And they're all volunteers to begin with, and no one ever wanted out.
My nephew flew in the Air Force. He flew C-9s, KC-10s, and U-28s. And when I told him I was going to interview you, he said, the MISTIs were amazing. The men who flew the MISTIs, braver than I'll ever be. Do you get that from other Air Force pilots? Do they look up to you for what you did, your service?
Yeah, there was a unit designation that we said later we would probably never have to buy a drink at an Air Force bar. I never experienced that exactly, but that's probably the way that was the attitude. Anyway, yeah.
When you decided to go to Vietnam and fly these very dangerous missions, I'm going to guess that you had family back here in the States.
Phoenix. And they didn't know that I was flying up north. They knew I was flying in Vietnam. And that had its own perils. But I don't think many of the people told their wives that they were flying up north. It's an awful thing, maybe to surprise it if you got shot down. My introduction to the mission when I took over as commander was the flight didn't come back the day before. And so my first flight, almost, I was engaged in a rescue mission to try to find the two people. And they were shot down, captured, spent the rest of the time in the prison camp. One of them still alive. So.
Describe what it's like sitting inside one of these MISTIs.
Well, the airplane, the two pilots were equally qualified, first of all. The backseater and the front-seater changed seats. You'd fly a mission in the front, next one would be in the back, and we tried to even up those over the course of the mission. And we were communicating by the interphone and to other airplanes with the radio. And we had a division of effort. The guy in the front was just a pilot, and the guy in the back was a forward air controller. But except during the time of delivering the smoke rocket, then the front seater became the forward air controller. But the guy in the back did all the paperwork and radio talks, the other fighters.
Don, what brought you to Vermont?
Well, my last assignment on active duty, I was flying the B-57s, and that unit deactivated. The airplanes were divided between Vermont and Missouri, and I brought half of them to Vermont to the Air National Guard. Stayed with them as a senior advisor 2.5 years, but it's a good assignment. I mean, the people there are really great. If you ask for one thing, they'll give you two. If you ask for six, they'll give you eight. Whatever it is, they overprovide.
What kept you in Vermont all these years?
We got to like Vermont. We had two children in high school when I retired, and no better place to go. Parents were still alive, but Florida and Massachusetts, so it was a good place to stay, and we enjoyed it. It was a nice place to raise children.
What do you think is your greatest accomplishment in life, Don?
Greatest accomplishment? I had five children. It worked out pretty well, and I had two wives. I would have lived with them for 70 years, either one of them. As far as my career, the most interesting one was that 4 months in the MISTIs, because it was like living on a high-speed train, and it was exciting, exhilarating.
I get the sense that if I gave you the opportunity to fly one more time, even at 91, you would take that opportunity.
I'd probably take it. I flew till probably, I don't remember exactly, 82, 85, something like that. But then finally it was hard getting into the airplane. That was the worst thing. And probably now I've been on the ground so long I couldn't handle any maneuvers. So, but I enjoyed every flight that I made.
What was your favorite type of plane to fly?
I had so many. I flew maybe 65 different types of airplanes. And in Air Force, of course, the one towards the last was the F-100. That was exciting and provided a lifetime full of thrills. And there's a little transport called a T-39 I flew in Japan that was maybe technically the best airplane because it would go and go and not break down. And you could lose an engine on it and not worry about it.
Don Jones is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel who lives in Middlesex. He was one of just 157 pilots who flew the Misty F-100 missions into North Vietnam between 1967 and 1970. If you know of a Vermonter who has a fascinating life story, we'd love to hear about them. You can send an email to Vermont Edition at vpr.net.